If you have employees and you've ever wondered whether they're getting the very best service that you can give them from an HR perspective, you know, like dealing with payroll or providing benefits like health insurance, dental, vision, life, and disability, this is why you want to call Torgerson Causey, because they'll come in and they'll kind of look at what your business is doing and they'll find out, look, can we do it better? Can we do it cheaper? Can we do it in a way that gives you more confidence? Or maybe, you know, they look at it and they say, we can't do it any better than you're already doing it. But that way, you know. And I'll tell you from personal experience, okay, about 6 years ago, we started working with them here at Cat Country and News Radio, and I have been blown away. I mean, you wouldn't normally say that about an HR company, but honestly, they have been fantastic. They gave us options in our medical coverage, which we didn't have before. They've always been available to answer questions and answer them in a detailed way, which is not true of everybody. So really, it was a step up in customer service for us. I've been impressed. More than 20 years in business, estimates are always free. No obligation for them to look at what you're doing, of course. 433-9996 for Torgerson Causey, or check them out online at tcbenefitsgroup.com.
Hey, Pensacola. News Radio 92.3 has it all. Pensacola Morning News, Pep Talk, Pensacola Right Now, Brian Kilmeade, Dave Ramsey. Local news, Fox News, WEAR News, Traffic on the Fives, Florida State football, election coverage, hurricane coverage, breaking news and weather coverage. News Radio 92.3, now heard on 95.3 and AM 1620. Informative, local, dependable. Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
News, it's 7-Eleven.
So, that's a cool store.
Yeah, there you go. Cool store right there.
That's right.
7-Eleven run. It's 83 degrees now here in the Pensacola area. It's going to be a high of about 95, 96. Going to be a hot one. It's already excessive heat warning today for the National Weather Service. About a third of Americans are under a excessive heat warning even today. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew McKay's. He's out this week, so if you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. I want to start with the Maui situation, the wildfires in Maui. Updated death polls, death toll is near 100 now. They have cadaver dogs searching buildings now, and from what I actually just looked at the latest update I saw was like 20% of the buildings have been searched, and that's it. So they still got a lot of buildings to go look for individuals. Hopefully there's nobody else, but unfortunately we've only searched 20% of the buildings, and that's not good news right there. So I saw this as well. Officials in Maui are warning residents it remains too early to return to some parts of the island, even where firefighters extinguished flames. The fire melted metals and plastics from cars, homes, and gas stations, leaving behind noxious fumes, toxic debris, and particulate matter that could make you sick. They warn that this particulate matter, cleaning that up could take weeks and possibly even months before it's safe to return to that area. So because of the public health hazards that it could...
It's so sad.
One of those things, because they've got scientists involved here and they're like, look, you can go there and it'll make you sick and you could get cancer. So maybe you want to stay away from it. So unfortunately, that could prolong the overall recovery by months, which of course is compounding residents' frustration, agony, wanting to return to their home or their familiarity, right? The familiar area. So that's the other unfortunate part about what's going on with there in Maui. With the wildfires, the big story that started kind of building yesterday was residents are concerned because they have a siren system. They have a warning system of weather problems on the island, like tsunamis, typhoons, you know, anything like that.
That nuclear attack that didn't happen.
Exactly.
Thank God.
Yeah. However, that siren system didn't go into effect. It never went off. So a lot of residents are saying they had no idea that this was even a problem. There was strong winds that picked up, and so the fire just swooped down on them before they even had a chance to escape. And that's what's happened here. And so residents are concerned, like, why did the emergency alert system not go off? They have a siren system. They have a warning system of weather problems on the island, like tsunamis, typhoons, you know, anything like that.
That nuclear attack that didn't happen.
Exactly. Didn't
happen, thank God.
Yep. However, that siren system didn't go into effect. It never went off. So a lot of residents are saying they had no idea that this was even a problem. There was strong winds that picked up, and so the fire just swooped down on them before they even had a chance to escape. And that's what's happened here. And so residents are concerned, like, why did the emergency alert system not go off? Apparently, they didn't even have anything on their phones to say, like, an alert to, on the phones to go get out. You know, there was
no. That didn't happen either?
No, they're saying the residents are saying right now, and this is just being discovered yesterday. Like I said, just yesterday is when this is starting to come out, that they're saying, we got no warning. There was no warning system in place, and they want to know why. And, of course, they're looking at Hawaiian officials as, you know, hey, what's happened here? So talk more about disaster and disaster relief, disaster recovery here in a second. First, let's get traffic on the fives with Candy.
All right. And not showing anything right now. Certainly use caution wherever you are. All exits off I-10, I-110 reporting as clear. Not showing any slowdowns on Pine Forest or in Carr City. Not showing any issues on Davis. It looks like everything is good to go. This is brought to you by Pete Moore Automotive. Not in Carr City, but on the west side of Pensacola. Chase, Gregory, Garden Street, and Palafox all checking in clear too. Looking downtown. If you have a traffic tip, text it in 437-1620. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Speaking of disaster relief, disaster recovery, our senators here in Florida, Marco Rubio and Rick Scott, sent a letter to FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Agency's administrator, Deanne Criswell. She testified on July 13th in front of the House Security Subcommittee, stated that she expected funds for the Disaster Relief Fund to be exhausted by late August, which is during the peak of hurricane season, but the funds will be gone. She stated during the meeting there is no longer a disaster season, and that tornadoes, floods, and wildfires have made disaster relief more challenging over the past decade. So she goes on and says this: the disaster relief fund, as we continue to go into the last quarter, is always a very dynamic situation. The balances continue to change. We are monitoring it very closely. And of course, less than a month after she announces that the funds will be exhausted by the end of August, we have this massive wildfire in Maui that burned up the island. So Senator Scott and Senator Rubio from here in Florida basically sent this letter saying a deficit to the DRF, Disaster Relief Fund, cannot be ignored, and we demand action before a crisis emerges and the American people suffer from the administration's poor planning.
Yeah.
And so this letter happened last week before
the fire.
Before the fire. So they were right on with that. Now, of course, they're also pointing out August is still hurricane season. Even though this has been a very quiet hurricane season, knock on wood, you never know. Right? We're not out of the woods until the hurricane season's past us.
No, absolutely. Plus, yeah. As we know, sometimes we get late ones, yeah.
Oh, yeah, exactly. We get late ones. Plus, we have this extreme heat nationwide, so that could create wildfires around the rest of the country, not just Hawaii, but California, obviously a big red flag right there. And then we'll start getting rains and things like that, and so you get flooding, and also we're not out of the woods. And so they're basically saying, and so going along with that, there has been a push to decrease FEMA's funding in general, not just the disaster relief fund that's already happening, but just decrease funding for FEMA. And so part of the argument here that the senators from Florida have is like, no, you're going to put Americans in a bad situation. And I was saying this earlier, it doesn't matter where you stand as it pertains to climate change being man-made or not. It's or are we having more storms and more natural disasters now than we did 10 years ago or 20 years ago? Whether we are or not, this is what matters. The cost to recover from those storms has definitely gone up.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So whether they're from man-made climate change or just regular climate change, or whether there's more of them or the same or even less, doesn't matter. It costs a lot more to fix stuff. Just inflation, right? And buildings cost a lot more than they used to cost to rebuild them and all this other stuff. And so there definitely needs to be money in that fund, if not any, if anything, maybe more money.
Yeah, right. Like twice FEMA. As much, like the way right. everything else is twice as much.
Right.
Yeah.
If anything, more money to FEMA, more money to the disaster relief fund, not less. Now, I did see an argument here, and you're listening to Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi filling in for Andrew. I did see an argument here, though, that says, well, maybe we should be decreasing FEMA's funds. Maybe we should be decreasing the disaster relief funds because taxpayer dollars shouldn't be responsible for natural disaster cleanup. Oh, okay. So where would the recovery come from? Where would the because a lot of people don't have money.
Yeah.
Like a lot of these people in Hawaii and in Maui are like, oh, they're in Maui. They got money. No, they don't. A lot of people in...
You think stuff's expensive here.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, Hawaii is crazy.
Exactly. It's crazy expensive. And so you're thinking, okay, so where would the disaster recovery come from? Whatever it might be, hurricanes, wildfires, you know, whatever it is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the argument is individuals need to be able to take responsibility. You need to have insurance in place. Well, there's some places where you can't get insurance, depending on where you build your house or... Mm-hmm.
Like the state of Florida. Oh, excuse me.
Yeah, it's starting to become that way. With
oh, my gosh.
How many insurers
yeah.
are going out of business.
Absolutely,
or just
yeah.
They're like not
they
going out of
they
business.
They had to pay out.
They're
yeah.
just deciding they're not going to insure Florida anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tell
so,
me.
So I got to clarify that one. So there's an argument right there. What are your thoughts? My thought is I would rather see the federal government more responsible for disaster cleanup. Like when you're talking about take personal responsibility, I'm all for that. But at the same time, I'm like, I think there's things the government could be doing to help mm-hmm. with disaster recovery. So I agree with them on that one. All right. It is Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi filling in for Andrew coming up here next. Maybe the Ukraine will loan us our money back. Yeah, no.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, all right. I'll just go and say this. That is one thing that bothers me. We spend billions of dollars giving it to other countries.
I know.
When
yeah.
we are in debt up to our eyeballs and we are decreasing our FEMA funding, like if you're going to talk about where the money goes, I go, look, instead of spending money giving it to all these other countries, I would much rather fund our FEMA.
Absolutely.
And do things that will ensure American safety and security first. And then when we have leftover, we go, but we don't have leftover. We're in debt.
Yeah,
so there is no leftover. So we're literally taking a credit card, withdrawing
paying it
the
with
cash,
another credit card.
Yeah, withdrawing the cash from the ATM and then giving it to other countries. That's where we're at right now.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're getting a brand new credit card. We're withdrawing the cash, giving it to another country, and then going to get another credit card to pay for that credit card we just withdrew the cash from. That's how our federal.
It's like my ex-husband's running the country.
It's Pensacola Morning News. Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi. Coming up here next, quick update from David Wayne in the newsroom.
When it comes to heating or cooling your home or getting electrical work done or plumbing, you want to call Peden Heating, Air Conditioning, Electrical, and Plumbing, right? They'll take care of any of that stuff. 100% satisfaction guarantee on everything they do. And right now, they've got a couple of cool specials. One, their back-to-school special is that if you get an HVAC system, a water heater, and electrical panels and generators, any of that stuff installed, typically there's an $89 service fee plus the cost of the machinery. Right now, no service fee whatsoever. And 5% off the installation. So waived service fee and 5% off. Right now, they've also got Emax auto boosters. Get 40% more hot water from your existing electric tank. Right now, you get 50% off the Emax auto booster when you get any 40 or 50-gallon electric water heater installed. free inspection and clean out with the sewer repiping, buy one get one toilet rebuilds with 15% off maintenance, and if you sign up for the Peden Smart Care membership maintenance plan, routine maintenance is included for just $35 a month, and then you enjoy priority scheduling over non-members, 15% discount on repairs or upgrades, and a 5% discount on major replacements and waived after-hours emergency service fees. So if any of that applies or appeals to you, find out more at Peden, P-E-A-D-E-N.com.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
The most famous verse in all the Bible is famous for several reasons. It's famous because it's rich with the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's famous because it models godly giving in an amazingly sacrificial way. It's famous because it explains the way to heaven as well as the avoidance of eternal hell. Have you figured out which verse I'm talking about? If you thought John 3:16, then you're right. It powerfully states, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." If you have never confessed your sin and called on Christ to save you, I urge you to trust Christ today.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of Northstone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
The Florida Department of Health in Escambia County works to protect, promote, and improve the health of everyone in your community. Listen in tomorrow at 10:30 to the Pensacola Expert Panel when Director Marie Mott will give a public health update. That's tomorrow at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
At Grainger, we're for the ones who pay attention to every little detail. The ones who fuss, tinker, and sweat the small stuff. Because you know the tiniest thing can make the biggest difference when it comes to keeping business moving. We get it. We're the same way. Offering access to product experts to help you quickly and easily find what you need. So whatever your industry, you know you're always getting professional-grade products. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Never miss a breaking news story or important weather update again. Download the News Radio Pensacola app and opt in for push notifications.
With Andrew McKay, I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew, and we're talking about FEMA disaster recovery, Maui.
It's already hard to get your money from FEMA anyway. Have you ever been in a?
I have not. Okay, but yeah. I've followed.
And I haven't had
times.
To get any, but man, yeah. I know a lot of people that do. And like right after Ivan, people are wearing the blank word.
Yeah.
FEMA.
Yeah, blank
shirts.
Word FEMA shirts.
Right, right.
Yeah.
So it's you get it.
Yeah. Exactly.
You know, there's already not enough there.
And then they're going to tighten it up even more. Oh, boy. Candy, what we got going on with traffic?
I knew you were going to ask me that. I'm just kidding. No, it doesn't. I'm just kidding. We do traffic on the fives here. And I'm not showing any slowdowns except the same spot it looks like near in Beulah. This is on Highway 90. And this is South the Equestrian Center. It's just always real, real slow because I imagine Beulah Elementary School. People are dropping kids off and school buses. And, of course, keep that in mind. School buses, of course, back in session. 29, not showing an accident, but it does look a little bit slow southbound. And this is right before the mill, it looks like, International Paper. And that might be because of Jim Allen Elementary School, too, as people are dropping kids off there, too. So watch for usual areas of congestion. I'm guessing it's schools today. So yeah. Caution wherever you are. And 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
David, what we got going on in the news?
Well, as rescue efforts continue in Maui today, Hollywood superstar Dwayne The Rock Johnson sending his thoughts.
I'm completely heartbroken over this, and I know all of you are too. Everything that I've seen transpire over these past couple of days, everything that continues to transpire, hour by hour, minute by minute, it's all heartbreaking. Thank you guys around the world for all of your love and your support, your light, your prayers.
And Johnson went on to, he posted that on Instagram. He went on to urge people to donate to rescue and recovery efforts with the Hawaii Community Foundation. So far, the death toll there still at 96. Recovery efforts continue. Maui police say they're using cadaver dogs to search for remains. The chair of the House Foreign Affairs Committee criticizing President Biden's recent deal with Iran to free five American prisoners in exchange for lifting sanctions. Texas Congressman Michael McCaul said on Fox on Sunday that he disagreed with unfreezing the $6 billion in Iranian assets. He says he wants the Americans to be freed, but believes Iran will use it to obtain nuclear weapons and fund terrorist operations. And the Dallas Mavericks and San Antonio Spurs headlined the NBA Hall of Fame over the weekend. The induction ceremony, Miami Heat superstar Dwayne Wade was one inductee, and he talked about the moment he found out he was going in.
It became real.
Yeah.
When I got the call, you know, and all the memories come back, like everything that you've been through. The moments you wanted to quit, you know, everything rushed back. But ultimately, I was just like, are y'all sure y'all got the right number?
And aside from Wade, this year's class included Dirk Nowitzki, Spurs point guard Tony Parker, five-time NBA champion Spurs head coach Greg Popovich, and former Spurs assistant coach Becky Hammon.
Yeah, some pretty big names right there going in the NBA Hall of Fame. Going back to the Maui situation, I saw this other story. Tourists are being criticized because they're still coming to Maui and they're still snorkeling and they're still doing all their... They're still having fun, and people are going, wait a minute. Yeah, what do you mean you're out there snorkeling and doing your touristy stuff while the island's burning and people are displaced and don't have a home? Thousands of people are displaced, don't have a home. I get it.
Trying to swim with dolphins and eat pineapple and coconut.
Yeah, just
don't seems
look
a bit
you.
Insensitive.
It seems a bit insensitive, yeah. I mean, I can see myself if I, you know, spend all this money, planned the trip for, you know, saved up for years, I still would probably be trying to look for service opportunities instead of swim.
Fox News, I'm Therese Crowley. Donald Trump bracing for what could be a fourth indictment this week from Georgia, where the federal grand jury hearing with
Orange County deputies have arrested three men and a woman on Saturday after the alleged the area. Our next news at 8. Breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. It's still a Barbie world. The film remained number one at the box office in its fourth week, bringing in another $33.7 million. Barbie surpassed $500 million in North America a week after it crossed the $1 billion mark globally, a record for a female director. Oppenheimer returned to the number two spot in its fourth week, taking in another $18.8 million. Its domestic total exceeds $264 million. Investors are dialing into watches as an alternative investment opportunity as the market continues on a three-year hot streak. Rolex cannot make watches fast enough to keep up with demand, with the average watch taking a year to make and the wait ranging from a couple of months to a couple of years. Consumers are turning to the secondhand market. Luxury watch sales are a $75 billion market, with secondhand sales making up 30% of that. It continues to grow as demand, especially among young consumers, picks up on Wall Street futures higher. That's Your Money Now.
Secret offers, guaranteed returns, over-the-top promises that you too can make fast money. These are all red flags that you should be wary of when looking at investment opportunities. Visit Florida's Office of Financial Regulation website 24/7 to learn what questions to ask before you invest. Remember, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. Visit SLOFR.gov to learn more. This message is sponsored by the Florida Office of Financial Regulation, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
Are you looking for the best news in talk radio in Pensacola? Then tune in to News Radio Pensacola. We're your source for the latest news, weather, and traffic, as well as in-depth interviews with local and national leaders. We also have the best talk radio lineup in town, with hosts that are passionate about the issues that matter to you. So whether you're looking to stay informed or just want to hear some great conversation, News Radio Pensacola is the place for you. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Andrew McKay, I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. It's already up to 83 degrees here, going to be a high of 96 by mid-morning, or mid-afternoon, about noon today, so it'll warm up very quickly here. And it is an excessive heat warning, as about a third of the country is experiencing the same thing. So, yeah, it's pretty vicious out there. I saw this story coming out of Michigan. They had an air show over the weekend called Thunder Over Michigan. Thunder. And it's a big air show. One of the jets that was flying was an old Soviet-era MiG, a MiG-23. And video is, yeah, I've seen the video now and everything. The MiG's flying. Seems like everything's fine. Suddenly, the two pilots ejected from it, and it crashed. So what's kind of crazy is that when it crashed into an apartment complex parking lot. Like, once they ejected, there's no control. The plane's going down where it's going to go down, right? And it's not like they were like, go in the water. Like, it just... whatever happened, they felt like they had to get out right away. They got out. They ended up being fine. They were transported to the hospital just as a precautionary measure. It landed in an apartment complex, and amazingly, nobody was injured in the apartment complex either. Like, are you kidding me? Wow. We don't know exactly what happened, but this basically was taking place at Ypsilanti, which is just like southeast of Detroit, southwest. Like, it's just part of, it's like a suburb of Detroit.
Oh, yeah, basically. Yeah. It's in the thumb part of the glove of Michigan.
Yeah.
The part between your thumb and your...
Crazy, though, it crashed into a parking lot and nobody was injured. And these two pilots ejected. So, and what's crazy to me is just like a month ago, we had the Blue Angel show, Blues on the Beach, and we had a MiG flying in our show as well. It was not the same MiG, but the fact that it was just a MiG, it's just kind of crazy to me.
Yeah.
Like the...
I think I read that it was a bird in the engine in Michigan.
A bird in the engine is what happened?
I think,
and
yeah.
They were like, yeah, we're out of here. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess.
I guess. I don't know. I guess when you're flying a piece of Soviet junk from the 1980, then it just...
Well, there you are.
Yeah. Maybe this will be in the next Top Gun movie. Something.
Absolutely, yeah.
They flew the old F-14, so why not fly the old MiG? More localized story here. And you're listening to Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew. Orange Beach is demolishing an abandoned building on the north side of the Intercoastal Waterway, just north side of the wharf, called the Bama Bayou. This building has been abandoned for a few years now. And the buildings being torn down were actually never completed. The project started way back like 2007. Like forever ago. The development fell apart in 2009 when the developer defaulted on the loan. So basically, since 2009, these buildings have been sitting vacant.
That's what they are? They were just sitting there?
They're just sitting there.
Oh, wow. Okay.
The developer didn't have the money to finish them. He defaulted. It's gone. Nobody else really bought it to finish doing it. It's just been sitting there, sitting there, sitting there. Like I said, it's on the north side of the Intercoastal Waterway.
Mm-hmm. So like right across the bridge.
You
pay for it.
You got to go across the bridge. You got
to
pay for it. Mm-hmm. So it's not ideal.
Right.
So it was never finished. And so they're tearing down the buildings that were never complete. I guess there's a couple of buildings. I mean, well, I guess it's all of them because they didn't complete any of them. But they even had like a pool set up, like a concrete pool and all this other stuff. It's just toast. The wharf, which is very popular, has purchased that property. So it's being torn down, and then they're going to develop some new property called the Wharf Landing, which I don't know if that means they're going to have like some sort of boat ramps or something like that to access it or what. But so the wharf is expanding to the north side of the Intercoastal Waterway, which my question about this is, the wharf seems to not really be doing that well, in my opinion. Just like outside looking in. Maybe it is, but outside looking in, other than the concerts that go on there and the movie theater, it seems like the reason why I think it's not doing well is because it seems like it's a revolving door of businesses that come and go out of the wharf, right? Now, maybe it's just because the rent is outrageously expensive and they're just like, we can't afford this anymore and we're out of here. But usually, like, if you're doing well enough and they're charging a certain amount of rent, like, you know, like, hey, I'm going to get this much traffic. It's going to be okay. And it's not because there's, like, a revolving door of business. Every time I go there, it's like, this ice cream shop's closed now. Now that place is closed. Now this place is closed. You know what I mean?
Right, yeah. I'm looking up to see what the stores are now.
And so it makes me wonder why they would, like, why, I guess the wharf's just confident. They're just like, yeah, so we got businesses that keep coming. But, you know, I guess it's true. Every time a business goes out, somebody eventually fills that space pretty quickly. So maybe they're just like, yeah, well, we'll go ahead and keep expanding. So I don't know. It just seems, I know that area is going to keep growing. I mean, always expanding. It's becoming more and more popular. The traffic to Orange Beach and Gulf Shores is already becoming high, just like Pensacola Beach. So I get that it's growing and stuff, but it just seems weird that a wharf would be expanding right up there in my thoughts. So what are your thoughts? 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. Let's get traffic on the fives with Candy.
Okay. Sorry, I'm looking through the stores right now. They still have the Sand Dollar. I'm not sure if Build-A-Bear is still there, the jerky store.
Okay.
I know.
Okay.
All my faves. But you're right, though. There's some where you go expecting this, and it's not there right now. So, yeah, we'll see. As we take a look, certainly let us know if you run into any delays or traffic situations. I'm not showing any accidents right now. I do want to keep you, make sure you keep in mind that, of course, school buses are back on the road, and it does seem to be slowing things down, of course, as there's drop-offs at school this morning. So caution there. Give yourself a little extra time to get where you're going. 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
A couple of texts here. The MIG gives us a new saying. A bird in the engine is worth two parachutes.
It's worth two in the parachutes. That is rich.
That's true.
That's great.
Where's the heat index come from? It plays with people's heads. Is it a ploy from global warming peeps to help their case? It's August and it's hot. The heat index is just, that's just became because, that came about because even 20 years ago, people go, man, it sure is hot. But it feels hotter. And then, you know, scientists were out there going, well, it's because it is. It does feel hotter because of humidity levels and this and this. And that's like where it came about. I don't think it has anything with the global warming stuff, but you know, maybe. Bobby, from my understanding, it's a lot of what's going on. A lot of it's going to be for marina. Use the wharf marina. It's constantly full. And when they run these fishing tournaments, they need more space. And as you said, the rent is extremely high.
Yeah,
they come in. Oh, that's why it's called the wharf landing. Okay.
That makes sense. They're going to land the boats there.
The boats there.
All right. The flying cars.
Yeah. Or the flying cars.
If only.
That would be awesome. Have a flying car pad from there to Pensacola.
I'm saying.
And then when Eric Church comes this weekend for a three-day
concert.
See,
we can take it from Myrtle Grove right over to the wharf.
Exactly. That would work out just fine. So I like it. So another story I wanted to hit on just real briefly. The Mayor D.C. Reeves from here in Pensacola, back over on this side of the state line, he told Andrew McKay last week, the city is not going to do the Pelican Drop again this year. So the last time we've done the Pelican Drop was 2017. That seems like a long time ago.
It does seem like a long time ago.
But it doesn't feel like it was a long time ago.
No, it seems like yesterday.
seems like.
But it was like, what, 6 years? That's
six
crazy.
Years.
Yeah.
This will be the seventh year that we're not mm-hmm. doing it. So that's kind of a surprise to me. And I guess the overall estimated cost is about $200,000 to put this on. They apparently have to repair the Pelican.
Oh, okay. What,
I guess it got dropped a little too hard last time.
It always looks like it's going to fall. I mean, I've never seen that happen, but yeah. Man, sometimes you see the wind and, you know, and I'm sure that's not why. But yeah, but security.
But that was one of the coolest things. It was one of the funnest
Absolutely.
Things I loved about, like, oh yeah, New York's got the Big Apple. We got the Pelican.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just, I don't know. It's not a huge deal, but I thought it was kind of a cool thing that
Absolutely.
We did.
Absolutely, yeah,
now
it set us apart.
So a little disappointed to see that they said, but it says it's just too expensive. So unless we can get some sort of private sponsorship, private funds that would do it, then I'm thinking $200,000. I mean, that does seem like a lot, but you could probably get enough sponsors to.
Oh, sure. And people were doing that for a while. Like, I maybe the 2017 one was the one that Danny Zimmern, I'm trying to remember, and he does Mardi Gras Pensacola in addition to, like, so much else in town. But I remember he was doing sponsors. I remember it being a lot.
Yeah.
For one person to do, but I remember him trying to take it over. That may have been 2017.
Disappointed to see it going.
I know. Well, hopefully,
still.
You know, maybe 25 is the year.
Maybe 25.
We'll see.
That's right. Depends
if
on
if we're not all
budget.
Dead by then from the heat.
Yeah, exactly.
I know.
Got another text here. OWA is another development which seems to be struggling. Many businesses have closed or are leaving, including Paula Deen's restaurant. Yeah, and the Wahlburgers.
They're closing too?
They already closed.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
Oh, I.
Yeah, Wahlburgers already closed. Now, they did announce that they're going to try to bring in Wahlburgers to Pensacola instead, though.
Oh, God, I hope so.
Do you like the Wahlburgers?
I've never been to Wahlburgers, but I sure do like that family. And in my head, one will show up and be my best friend.
I watched the show.
Yes.
And I was like, oh, watch it. And so I went and tried it out when it opened up at
OWA.
Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, this is not.
Oh, yeah.
It's okay.
I never made because it's a drive, you know, for me. And it's, it's, I don't know. And when I'm over there, I'm not going to not hit the place with the throat rolls. Have you been to Lambert's?
Oh, at Lambert, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Back in my young 20s, I worked at the restaurant across the street from it.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
So I worked at O'Charley's, and then I would
O'Charley's.
Go get lunch at Lambert's.
Oh, sure. Catch the rolls. That's right. I haven't been to Paula Deen's either, though, for that
I never
reason.
Went to Paula Deen's. Yeah,
well,
and now it's closing.
Crud.
So, yeah, I missed that one.
You got to get over to Deen's. Oh, she was just in town probably about 6 months ago.
Really?
I got her.
Doing what?
Signing books at Paula Deen's and signing cookware and stuff.
Okay.
Well, crud.
Yeah, I guess that one's closing now too.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know. It's one of those things, though. I guess still, when it comes down to it, especially Orange Beach, OWA area, Foley. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's and unless it's tourist season, unless it's spring break or summer, there's no business. There's no traffic.
Right, which is what I like to be over there.
That's the good time to go.
Yeah,
exactly.
Right.
That's
yeah,
a good time
man,
to go.
Enjoy my OWA and my... Yeah,
go to the outlet malls during the off-peak season. A couple of interesting facts here. Powdered wigs became popular in the 1500s because so many men were losing their hair due to syphilis.
Oh.
Yeah, that's the reason why powdered wigs. So every time you see an old powdered wig photo, think that dude's got syphilis. That's what you think for now. Don't laugh. I'm telling you the truth here. This is
David
you,
Wayne's laughing too. So.
Yes, I know. That's why I see David laughing too. Herpes is an, don't ask me where I get these from, okay? Herpes is an ancient word that means creeping. It's a Greek word that means creeping.
Oh.
Yeah. So the name got its name because blisters would creep across your skin. So
yeah, the downtown scratchies, man. It's a real thing.
The founder of Kodak, George Eastman. I lived in Rochester, New York for a while.
I love Rochester, New York. I was going to say.
You got the Eastman building.
Right.
Genesee
River.
And stuff, yeah. All right. He hated that months had different numbers of days. So he made his company operate on a 13-month calendar with 28 days in each and two left over. He called the 13th month Sol. S-O-L. Yeah. They used that 13-month calendar from 1928 until 1989.
Wow.
So it was fairly recent that Kodak was using a 13-month
calendar
when the rest
calendar.
Of us are like, oh, it's not the month of Sol, it's December, man.
That's
what are you
right.
talking about here?
Just you as know. Digital camera starts to take over. Yeah.
Then is about when it started going down. Volkswagen has its own brand of sausage in Germany. Yeah, they actually sell more sausages than cars. Well, I hope so. But, I mean, sausages are like a buck. cars.
Well, no, sure, a few more bucks.
Yeah, a few more. Few
more. Wow.
Dollars. But yeah, Volkswagen sausage. Volkswagen sausage. I don't know. Does it taste like a beetle?
Yeah, right.
It's a terrible dad joke. I apologize for that one. It was very tacky. All right, coming up here next, we're going to get a quick update from David Wayne in the newsroom.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru. The men and women here at Anderson Subaru are committed to the Subaru Love Promise, a promise between us and our communities, a promise to make the Gulf Coast a better place to live, to work, and to play. And we're proud of what we've accomplished. From our ongoing support of the Pensacola Breast Cancer Association and Ascension Sacred Heart to volunteering with Feeding the Gulf Coast, we've conducted clothing drives for Loaves and Fishes and charity auctions for Gulf Coast Kids House, and we support Sherwood Elementary School in multiple ways. We're committed to the pets in our communities, too, by supporting dog adoption events with Phoenix Rising Rescue, Barktoberfest with Pensacola Humane Society, and Potty Gras with Wolfgang Park and Brews. And the love continues. Through donations, volunteering, and monetary support, Anderson Subaru is making a difference in the lives of our neighbors and our community. The Subaru Love Promise. That's a promise we intend to keep at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Work, kids, finances. Your life has lots of moving parts. Let Gulf Winds help you keep them all moving forward. Our free digital banking tools make it easy for busy bill payers to manage the day-to-day. Our simple applications and low loan rates get mommy chauffeurs on the road fast. And our free accounts and low fees put extra cash in pockets so weekend warriors can have a splash more fun. We're here for you and everyone living life to the fullest. How can we move you forward? See all the ways at GoGulfWinds.com. Federally insured by NCUA.
It's a celebration. Join us for the Impact 100 20th Anniversary Celebration on Thursday, September 28th from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. at the Brownsville Community Center. This event is a celebration to honor two decades of empowering women and transforming lives in our community. Presented by Kia Autosport and Sandy Sansing Dealerships. Limited tickets are available, so visit impact100pensacola.org to buy your ticket today.
When we talk about imports like Porsche, Mercedes-Benz, BMW, Genesis, Audi, Jaguar, Lexus, really nice cars, you pay a little bit extra to get them, but you don't have to pay extra to service them. That's a kind of a common belief people have, is that you have to go to the dealership in order to get them serviced. You don't. And if that dealership happens to be, I don't know, over a state line, over some water, across a bridge that nobody ever enjoys driving across, well, you can not only save money, but save time and inconvenience by getting your car serviced right here on Davis Highway at Bobby Likas Auto Service. They work on those cars all the time. They work on domestics. They work on diesel engines. If you've got a diesel truck, for example, you might think, again, that's a little bit tricky and you got to go to the dealership. You don't. They take care of those cars all the time. Their philosophy is, let's see you for the little stuff, the preventative, routine, scheduled maintenance, so we can avoid seeing you for the big stuff. Kind of like a healthcare clinic for your car, which is why they have their website called acarclinicservice.com. In 2021, Carfax rated them a top-rated service center, 4.5 average reviews or above. Bobby Likas Auto Service right here on Davis Highway.
Tune in to News Radio Pensacola today and stay informed about what's happening in your community. We're here to keep you connected. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay, but Andrew's gone. Oh. I'm Bobby. There you go.
I was singing along the night shift.
You
Bobby,
are.
Bobby, Bobby.
Good timing right there.
Andrew McKay. Sorry, and I'm done.
Do we have traffic on the roads?
Oh, I thought
no, we're a little
okay,
bit past the
No, roads
five,
are fine. Not showing any slowdowns or accidents right now. I mean, you're going to see slowdowns around schools, of course. Your usual areas of congestion. Schools are back on, school buses are back on the road as of last week. Not showing any accidents, but again, if you have a traffic tip, text it in, 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
David. We go David here? Okay, perfect.
Well, developments in Georgia's investigation of the 2020 election might come to a head by midweek. The Atlanta Journal-Constitution says one of its former journalists and the state's former Republican lieutenant governor are being called to testify before a grand jury Tuesday. It means indictments could come by midweek. Two pilots in stable condition and recovering after their Soviet-era fighter jet crashed during an air show near Detroit yesterday. The privately owned MiG-23 was flying in the Thunder over Michigan air show.
It wasn't until 2 minutes later when the police and all the boats off the lake all made their way over to the people who had parachuted out that we realized this is not a show.
And that was Linda Berry. She witnessed the whole thing at the air show, and videos posted on social media. You see two people ejecting from that plane, crashed into an apartment complex parking lot. Amazingly, no injuries on the ground.
Yeah, that was kind of crazy. And by the way, it's pronounced Thunder over Michigan.
Yeah, hello.
That's right. I got to get my announcer voice on to do that.
Yes, yes. Get your radio announcer voice. Thunder over Michigan.
Make sure to get the echo going. Thunder, thunder,
yes, yes,
thunder.
Need the reverb.
Your ticket pays for the whole seat, but you'll only need the edge.
Exactly. Come on, I got to say it properly. Barbie movie apparently kicking names and, you know, whatever. You like that I messed up
yes,
the saying?
That's cute.
Okay.
Oh, I hear it's great. You saw it with
I
your
saw
daughter.
It. I was more impressed with it than disappointed. I took my 13-year-old daughter, but apparently my son did not like it with his girlfriend. They said it was too much propaganda that men are evil and women should control the world and the world would be better. All right.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.